Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, No Place to Go, How Public Toilets Fail. Our Private Needs by Leslie Lowe is a work of nonfiction that examines public toilets as a neglected part of urban infrastructure. Lowe, a Canadian journalist, treats washrooms not as a minor convenience, but as a condition for movement, participation, and dignity in city life. The book blends urbanism, social reporting, cultural commentary, and policy critique, using examples from cities such as London, San Francisco, Toronto, and other urban settings to show how restroom access is shaped by design choices, municipal funding, private business practices, and social stigma. Its purpose is to make visible a problem that is usually hidden by embarrassment or routine adaptation. Lowe argues that when public toilets are scarce, unsafe, inaccessible, or dependent on permission from businesses, the burden falls unevenly on people who already face barriers in public space, including unhoused people, women, disabled people, children, older adults, and transgender people. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, public toilets as basic urban infrastructure rather than optional amenities. A central argument of No Place to Go is that public toilets should be understood in the same category as benches, streetlights, sidewalks, transit stops, and other civic supports that make public life possible. Lowe challenges the common assumption that bathroom access is a private matter solved by planning ahead, returning home, or buying something from a cafe. In dense cities, people move across long distances for work, school, caregiving, recreation, and public events, and all of those activities require reliable access to toilets. When municipalities fail to provide them, the city becomes less usable, especially for anyone whose body does not fit the schedule imagined by planners. This framing is important because it shifts the debate from personal inconvenience to public responsibility. A toilet is not only a fixture inside a room. It requires sewer connections, water, cleaning, lighting, siting, ventilation, security, and maintenance. By emphasizing that complexity, Lowe explains why cities avoid the issue, but also why avoidance is a planning failure. The book asks readers to see restroom access as a measure of whether urban space is genuinely open to the public. Secondly, unequal access reveals who is allowed to occupy public space comfortably. Lowe gives particular attention to the unequal consequences of poor public toilet provision. The inconvenience of a missing restroom is not distributed evenly. People experiencing homelessness may have no private alternative at all, so a lack of facilities can criminalize bodily necessity and expose them to humiliation or punishment. People with conditions such as Crohn's disease or other invisible disabilities may restrict travel because they cannot trust that a usable restroom will be available. Women and girls often face longer waits, more safety concerns, and facilities that do not match actual patterns of use. Older adults, parents with children, and people using mobility devices may be excluded by distance, stairs, narrow stalls, or locked doors. Transgender people face the additional risk of harassment or exclusion when facilities are rigidly gendered or politically contested. Lowe treats these examples not as separate special interest issues, but as evidence of a larger civic problem. Toilet access determines how long people can remain outside the home, whether they can take transit, attend events, work in public-facing jobs, exercise, protest, or simply walk through a city without fear of being caught without options. Thirdly, reliance on private businesses makes restroom access conditional and exclusionary. The book critiques the widespread municipal habit of treating cafes, malls, restaurants, libraries, and transit hubs as substitutes for truly public washrooms. This arrangement can appear efficient because cities avoid construction and maintenance costs, while residents informally learn where they might be allowed to go. Lowe shows why that solution is unstable and inequitable. A business restroom is controlled by private rules, staff discretion, opening hours, purchase expectations, and assumptions about who lives like a customer. People may feel pressured to buy something they do not need, ask permission in a vulnerable moment, or risk refusal based on appearance, race, disability, gender expression, poverty, or perceived disorder. During crises, closures, or policy changes, such access can disappear quickly because it was never a public right. This matters because the need to use a toilet is universal, while the ability to pass as an acceptable customer is not. Lowe therefore distinguishes between publicly available restrooms and genuinely public restrooms. The latter are funded, maintained, and governed as civic infrastructure, with access designed around need rather than consumption. Fourthly, design and maintenance determine whether public toilets actually work. No Place to Go does not treat the solution as simply adding more doors marked restroom. Lowe emphasizes that placement, design, staffing, and maintenance decide whether facilities are safe, accessible, and politically sustainable. Poorly located toilets, such as those hidden at the back of parks or isolated from ordinary foot traffic, can become difficult to monitor and less appealing to users. Facilities that are dark, dirty, broken, or frequently locked may exist on a map but fail in practice. At the same time, overemphasis on surveillance can make users feel unwelcome or unsafe. The book points to practical design debates, including examples such as the Portland Loo, to show how cities try to balance privacy, durability, visibility, vandalism prevention, and ease of cleaning. Lowe also stresses that washrooms are small pieces of infrastructure with large operational demands. They may need attendance, regular servicing, clear signage, winterization, water, sewer access, and policies for people in distress. This focus is valuable because it avoids a purely symbolic argument. Toilet equity requires not only moral recognition, but competent public management. Lastly, taboo around bodily needs allows policy failure to remain invisible. A distinctive feature of Lowe's analysis is her attention to silence and embarrassment. Public toilets are politically important precisely because people are reluctant to discuss them directly. Adults often manage bodily needs privately and treat bathroom talk as childish, crude, or comic. That taboo helps explain why the issue can remain underfunded, even though everyone depends on it. If people with secure homes, flexible schedules, and purchasing power can improvise solutions, they may never notice how fragile the system is. Those who cannot improvise may be too stigmatized to be heard. Lowe uses journalism and cultural commentary to make this silence visible, connecting everyday discomfort to broader questions of urban citizenship. The book also shows that toilet politics surfaces during debates over gendered bathrooms, homelessness, public health, disability rights, and the privatization of public space. In each case, the supposedly mundane restroom becomes a site where a city defines belonging. By bringing the subject into ordinary policy language, Lowe makes it harder to dismiss toilet access as a joke, a nuisance, or a personal failure. In conclusion, No Place to Go is most useful for readers interested in cities, public health, disability access, gender equity, homelessness policy, and the everyday mechanics of inclusion. Urban planners and municipal officials can use it to think beyond facility counts and consider location, maintenance, staffing, safety, and governance. Advocates will find a clear framework for explaining why restroom access is not a marginal concern but a prerequisite for mobility and civic participation. General readers benefit from the way Lowe turns a familiar inconvenience into a lens for understanding how public space is organized and who is quietly excluded from it. The book stands out for many urban studies titles because it focuses on a concrete, bodily, often ignored need, rather than on large visible systems such as housing, transit, parks, or policing. It also differs from purely technical sanitation discussions by combining infrastructure analysis with social consequences. Its strength is not a detailed implementation manual for every city, but a persuasive reframing of public toilets as civic infrastructure with ethical and practical importance. Lowe makes a deliberately uncomfortable subject legible, showing that the measure of a welcoming city can be found in whether people have a dignified place to go. If you would like to support Leslie Lowe, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.